Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. We're going to start out this first segment talking about something that I think is kind of fun. We're going to talk a little bit about real estate. I've got my friend Ray Navis on the line with me. Ray is the best golfer in the world, bar none, and I'm not even going to let him comment on that. Let me just say, the best golfer in the world, bar none, aside from possibly his wife, who's pretty damn good, too, or possibly aside from his two kids, who are pretty damn good also. Ray, you specialize in real estate. You know, you're a bit of a consultant. You do an awful lot of writing on the subject, and we were talking off the air earlier today about what's happening in, I guess I'd call it recreational real estate in the United States. You know, we were talking about golf course communities, things like that. What do you see that's going on in this area right now? I mean, are there some real opportunities out there for people who are interested in buying into that kind of lifestyle?
Well, there definitely are all kinds of opportunities. And one thing that kind of struck me as we were talking was, the incredible proliferation of luxury golf communities that have been built really all across the country, and especially in the Sun Belt areas. And I think one of the problems with many of these places was people didn't realize just how far out of town they were. For example, there's a pretty noteworthy case in Santa Fe, New Mexico, a luxury golf community designed by Jack Nicklaus, where a gentleman died because he lived too far away from the paramedics. They couldn't get to him in time. And these were the kinds of things that were not thought out when these communities were built. And I think that what you're seeing is ones that are that far out of town now are suffering tremendously. Ones that are located a little bit better are doing just fine.
Well, I would have to believe that a lot of these places came into being when the market was so frothy. It was like the head on a glass of beer. It was so frothy, and there were a lot of people who just really didn't stop and think, because there was a time in the real estate sector when you could literally write a check for almost anything, you know, and plan on making a whack of money. What I'm curious about right now, though, is, you know, you and I are going to be getting together at the Cambridge House Conference down in Indian Wells here in a couple of weeks, and Kathy and I spent a couple of years ago, Kath and I spent 4 months in Palm Desert, which is right, you know, basically where we're going to be, and I noticed at the time that there were just some incredible buying opportunities down there if you wanted your own place in the desert. My philosophy has always been, if your time frame is mid to long term, I think an investment like that, it really, quite frankly, isn't a bad idea, because you know it's going to come back. And while it does, you can have a heck of a lot of fun at your investment. What are your comments on that?
Well, I think the market has come back a little bit. A question that I would throw out to you is the desert communities are very popular with your generation, my generation. My worry is, are they going to be popular with the next generations? That entire lifestyle of playing golf and going out to dinner afterwards and everything. Is this something that is appealing to Generation X? And does it continue? And if it doesn't, then all of these properties are in a little bit of trouble.
So basically, you're raising a very interesting question that really, I think, pertains directly to the wisdom of considering something like that to be a purchase that will appreciate. That's a very good point. It may not appreciate.
Well, the desert will always be attractive to people. You've got 20 million, 25 million people that can drive there from Southern California.
Right.
There are people, let's say close to 100 million that can probably get there over the weekend on a short plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
But are they really going to like it enough to want to spend several months there, or are they going to be people that are more interested in just getting out of the bad weather for a short period of time? And golf has stagnated. The number of golfers have stagnated. at about 26, 27 million. They're doing well, but just keep it at that number. There's a lot of talk about reducing courses to 12 holes instead of 18 holes in order to make golf more appealing to a broader range of people, because one of the things you find is that why a lot of people don't like to play golf, it takes too long to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to put 5 hours in. So if it turns into a 12-hole experience, that will make it maybe 2.5-3 hours or something like that, and that brings in a lot more interest in the game.
Yeah.
So all of those things, though, mean that there are too many golf courses, and I think still that's an issue, and that would mean that there are too many, probably too many residential lots on golf courses.
Yeah.
In the United States.
Ray, here's an interesting question. Do you, you know, you spend a lot of time studying the real estate sector. You spend a lot of time, as I mentioned earlier, writing about the real estate sector. What do you think is going on in the United States right now in terms of residential? Do you think we bottomed? A lot of people, you know, the government would like to say, well, we bottomed, no problem. Everything is going to be fine. What does Ray Navis say to that?
Well, I think we have bottomed. That's my own personal opinion. I think that there's been a lot of activity in the lower end of the market. Hedge funds have gotten into this market and are buying up properties, large quantities of properties, and renting them out. So I think that has created a floor underneath real estate. Certain high-end areas or let's say well-known areas that were suffering, like Miami. Miami has had a tremendous turnaround. And I think even Las Vegas has picked up a little bit off the bottom. So I think the market has bottomed. I guess the question would be what's the flow through here? I don't see any change in financing, so I don't think it's going to take off like it once did.
Yeah.
I think it's bottomed and probably going to bottom for a while, and it'll creep along and do better than it did. But that's not what a lot of people are hoping for.
When you say change in financing, tell me what you mean by that.
The financing, the lending.
Lending standards?
The lending standards that are needed to facilitate any kind of rapid appreciation of real estate is just not there.
Yeah.
So what is being picked off, if you look at the, you know, a hedge fund buying thousands of homes to rent out, they might be borrowing large amounts from a bank, but that doesn't affect the average consumer who is going in and trying to make a loan. Those kind of loans have not gotten any easier. So banks are still tough right now.
Well, you know, I have to say, in my personal opinion, I think that lending standards were so low that they really caused a lot of the problem that we have right now. I mean, you know, no verification on a lot of the real estate loans. I think, quite frankly, there was some real, what I call, predatory capitalism involved in the lending industry for a number of years. I mean, people were getting into houses that they should have never, ever, ever gotten into. You know, that one of the reasons, as an example, that my bank, American Pacific Bank, that I was involved with for 22 years, one of the reasons that we sold the institution to another institution is because we saw it coming. You know, with the Community Reinvestment Act that the former President Clinton put into effect and many of the other things, it was just a train wreck absolutely waiting to happen. But you think, though, that the market pretty much has bottomed, and you're thinking that we're going to see an uptick, maybe a little more sensible real estate market. Ray, you got 30 seconds. You got the final word.
Yes, I would agree. I would say also that as long as interest rates stay low, the market will continue to recover. If there was some kind of credit event that would raise interest rates dramatically, I think that would absolutely put the real estate market in a stop.
Well, and one of the reasons that very well may happen is re-listen, ladies and gentlemen, to the segment we did with Grant Williams, segment one. He has some interesting things to say about interest rates. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hi, I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, something that I have started to do at the suggestion of a lady who I work with who gets me spots on national media. She asked me to start doing a little more written material, and so we're starting a bit of a newsletter. Nothing really fancy, et cetera. I'm just going to give you my views on various things. And we also have a company of the week. The gentleman I'm speaking with right now, Michelle Bouchard, is the president of the company of the week, which will be coming out next week, and that's Clifton Star Resources. I want to give you a little background on Clifton Star Resources. I've been involved with this particular company since it was basically brought into the world, for lack of better terms. The president at the time was a gentleman by the name of Harry Miller. I have known Harry for close to 30 years, if not over 30 years, and I really liked the way he put the company together. We did some video work for Harry a number of years ago, and Harry stepped down just fairly recently, and a gentleman who I have all the respect in the world for, because he's a real businessman, he's a real solid business guy, and he's very, very technically oriented in terms of the mining industry, Michelle Bouchard. Michelle has had quite a bit of experience in the past with other companies, and I was very happy to see the board ask him to come in and pick up Clifton Star, and by pick up, I mean take it to the next level. Michelle, thanks for joining me. You've been on the show before, so you're not really a stranger to our audience. How about we start with just kind of a brief overview of Clifton Star?
Well, first of all, Clifton Star is a junior company. We're on the TSX exchange under the letter CFO. The main project of the company is really the Du Parquet Gold Project, which is near Rouyn-Noranda in northwestern Quebec. And it's a project, a sizable gold project. We just published a new resource estimate on it of 3.9 million ounces on it. We just did a PEA, and we'll talk more about that. And we're going to the next level with it. That is, we started the pre-feasibility on it.
You know, I have been to the project. It's in a very, very interesting part of the world. It's in a very friendly mining part of the world. Very, very interesting. I have to suggest perhaps anyone who may have an interest in CFO, that's the symbol for Clifton Star, click on the banner on our website. I also want to say that within the next week, I will be purchasing some more shares in Clifton Star, and I'm on record as saying that, so I want you to know that I'm biased financially in this particular situation. Michelle, you know, one of the things that I think is really positive about your company, quite frankly, is you yourself. Give us a bit of background, would you, on your history in the mining industry?
Well, I've been associated with the mining industry all my life, professional life. So over 25, 30 years, close to 30 now. I started as a geologist, worked my way up from the field exploration to up to, in the recent 5 to 10 years, up to the CEO role. I've been through a number of junior companies, which over the time, we found mines, we developed them, we brought them to production, and three times in the past, we've been taken over. So when I saw Clifton Star with the asset in the company, with the fact that the company was well-financed, I thought, you know, this is an opportunity for me to get it to the next level.
Well, I think it really is an opportunity for you. I also think it's an opportunity for shareholders in the sense that 3.9 million ounces is really nothing to scoff at. And when you have an asset that size, I mean, obviously the takeover potentials, and particularly with your contacts and the joint venture potentials, are huge. That's something I'd like you to address, if you would.
First of all, right now in our business, a deposit like that, of that size, 3.9 million ounce of all category of the resource, is rare, especially in that area, because over there, you're in Canada, you're in Quebec, which is mining friendly. We've got all the infrastructure surrounding the project. I remind you that this is a mining area. You've been there, Ed and Al, and you know that it's the roads, the power, everything is there.
Oh, yeah.
On top of it, you've got all the mining contractors and the manpower available, because It is right next door, 50 kilometers away by road, to Rouyn-Noranda, where the Noranda company started 70 years ago.
When Kathy and I were back there, I was absolutely flabbergasted. This is truly, truly a mining town, but it's a very sophisticated mining town. You know, it's everything up there is done right. Rouyn-Noranda sits on the shore of a lake. It's a beautiful little lake. It's the people in the town are very, very friendly. And they're all involved in the mining industry. It's very, very interesting to drive by, for example, the Noranda facility, which is just a little bit outside of town. I mean, maybe not even outside of town, but it's very interesting to see just how into mining, for lack of better terms, this area is. The infrastructure, I have to stress, is really, really significant. And if anybody wants to see, you know, what it looked like 6 or 7 years ago, go to our website and simply search for Clifton Star. And I'm sure the video is still up there, but it was a pretty good one. You know, when Michelle talks about the infrastructure, being there, I mean, there's absolutely, I've seen it with my own eyes, paved roads, power right to the area, etc. And you know what, my friend? You guys even have a very nice little golf course up there. What do you plan to do for the rest of this year, Michelle?
I will play a bit of golf, but mainly I would say that we will continue drilling on the property just like we did all year round in 2012, again with two drills for most of the year. And we are just starting up the pre-feasibility on the project, which means that we'll do quite a bit of metallurgical testing at the Lakefield facilities in Ontario. And we think that this will probably streamline the flow sheet to treat the ore and hopefully, you know, cut a bit of cost on the PEA. By the way, that PEA we just released on January 15th shows that the project return is very positive at 19.5 and NPV of $382 million. But we will also, during the year, since we're drilling for 2013 on the project, we will release probably mid-year of 2013 an updated 43-101 estimation of the resource on the project, because we, since we did the PEA, we had 54 more holes drilled on the project, and this will probably add to the quality of the resource and maybe expand it a bit.
Interesting situation. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. made. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the Corlin Economics Report. This is Jeff Dice, and I'm very happy today to be speaking with a friend of mine, Tom Woods. I know that many of our listeners and viewers are familiar with Tom because we see you posting his YouTubes in our comment section, but for those of you who are not familiar with Tom, I would strongly suggest you check out his website. He is, I'm going to say, one of our leading libertarian scholars today. He's also a speaker, an author of several books and numerous articles. One of his books, of course, was a New York Times bestseller entitled Meltdown, which gave essentially a working man's explanation of the 2008 stock market and Lehman Brothers crash, but using Austrian business cycle theory to explain it. Tom is also a fellow at the Mises Institute. He is a frequent guest on major media, and I would say a very prolific guy all around. But Tom, I'm just going to throw in one little thing, that you do have advanced degrees from Harvard and Columbia, but I know that you don't like to lead with your chin, so we won't hold that against you. But Tom, I really am glad to have you today, and I just wanted to speak a little bit generally about what you've been up to. I know that you have sort of a travel and speaking schedule that takes you out there talking about liberty to audiences, and I'd like to get your take on sort of what the grassroots feeling is among the liberty movement. I mean, obviously, Romney losing doesn't bother libertarians because we didn't view him as representing capitalism or libertarianism or conservatism in any sense at all. But on the flip side, I think Obama winning, I do think Obama voters do represent statism and support statism. So how do you think we're doing? Where do you think we are in terms of the liberty movement?
Well, I think there's good news and bad news. I mean, the good news is there are a lot of people who are still out there doing various things. I think, for example, one of the things I'm doing in February is going up to New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and that is going to be absolutely packed with people. There are a lot of people in New Hampshire the free staters, who are really unfazed by electoral results, and they just carry on, carrying on. And it seems like there are more of them all the time. We're reaching a lot more people. It seems like the younger folks who came out of the Ron Paul campaigns, a lot of them are not just retreating into isolation again. They want to stay engaged and do things, and they want to learn stuff from the Mises Institute, or they want to join the Free State Project, or join some, you know, NDAA nullification effort or whatever. There's a lot for people to do, and we should contrast this with what it must have been like to be somebody like us in, say, 1971, you know, where there's nothing, there's no outlet, there's nothing for you to do. And finally, we can sort of console ourselves that there is an impending default or big federal problem coming one of these days, given all the promises the federal government has made. It will not be able to keep those promises. And when that happens, there is, I think, a very favorable future on the other side of that, when people realize they can't trust the government to keep promises. So, but now, what's the downside? The main downside is, you know, Ron Paul was a really unifying figure. Everybody, we all sort of met each other, a lot of us, through Ron Paul, through that one event. And now you have a lot of libertarians who say, well, we don't need a leader. We're all individuals. Yeah. That's nice boilerplate. But the fact is, having this one person to rally around, a person we felt like we could trust, like almost every word out of his mouth is something I would have said. You know, to have that was a real point of strength for everybody. But now we don't have that obvious figure. I mean, I know it's not like Ron has died, but he's not doing the presidential campaign. It's all these things. And so are we going to just splinter off? Are we going to have some type of point of a rallying point? And then finally, I think the Rand Paul matter could unfortunately turn out to be a real source of division rather than unity among people, because there are people who feel quite strongly that he is not carrying on the Ron Paul message adequately, and there are people who feel equally strongly that he's just being an astute politician, and we can't be pie-in-the-sky idealists all the time, and he's got to do what he's got to do. That, I think, is a source of real problems down the road.
Well, it's interesting, and I know that when we come to this dichotomy between, you know, purity on the one hand and sort of electoral politics or getting things done on the other, I'll choose purity every time, because as Murray Rothbard famously pointed out, freedom comes quickly. It's statism which comes incrementally and gradually. But, you know, bringing up the Ron Paul campaign, you know, it's interesting that you say that we're now fractured or splintered, and I guess that's somewhat true. But in terms of the tenor of the speeches that you're giving on the road these days, are you coming across positive, in other words, bullish on America or bearish on America?
I hate to be like Bill Clinton, but it depends on how you define America. I mean, I'm bullish on the population. I don't think it was just a throwaway Reagan line to say that we do have an entrepreneurial spirit, and we do have a lot of natural advantages in our country that we shouldn't discount. I'm not super bullish on a lot of the voters in America. Not like they had a lot of choice between Obama and Romney, but the fact that so many of them chose to participate in that is a little bit off-putting, I suppose. But what I'm saying on when I'm getting on the road, one theme I keep returning to, we get to talk about things now, like, for example, state nullification or Austrian business cycle theory, the Federal Reserve, and all these sorts of things are becoming, if not mainstream, then at least issues that the establishment feels like it has to reckon with. And so I personally find it extremely satisfying that we have annoyed the establishment by straying from what I call the 3x5 card of allowable opinion, and by bringing up issues that they thought were long closed. You know, they decide which issues are open for debate and which issues are not, and we are becoming pleasantly uppity by continuously bringing up these things that they thought they had closed, and we're bringing them up very effectively and making persuasive arguments for them, and all they can do is point and shout, "Eek! This person is—he's a deviant, everybody. He's defying our standard, which is the 3x5 card of opinion." So these things do actually fill me with, I don't know, if not hope, then at least a sense of some degree of accomplishment on our part.
Well, Tom, I think you've had quite a bit to do with that. I'll bring up one recent example. Is Tom has been a champion of the idea of nullification by states of overreaching federal laws. He's written a book on it titled Nullification. He's also written many articles. And for those of you who aren't that familiar with the issue, you know, I went to law school and I heard all the nonsense about the Supremacy Clause, which basically says, you know, federal laws are supreme when they're made pursuant to the Constitution. And the left takes that, and frankly much of the right takes that to mean that federal law trumps state law. But in reality, it means federal law made pursuant to the Constitution, and the nullification movement says, hey, gee whiz, when legislation at the federal level is extra-constitutional, meaning it's not made pursuant to the Constitution, then states have every right to ignore or actively reject those laws. And this is, like you said, Tom, this is the kind of stuff that the mainstream thought was settled, and it's great to see you sort of causing a ruckus and throwing this in their faces and saying, no, it isn't.
Oh, I'm having a great time with it, and I'll tell you, you hinted at this, but the right is almost as bad on the left as the left is on this, because, as you say, in the law schools, the right wing is learning Alexander Hamilton / John Marshall. The left wing is also learning Alexander Hamilton / John Marshall, with maybe in the 1980s some critical legal studies thrown in. But nobody is learning Jeffersonian, compact theory, state sovereignty, all this other stuff. Nobody's learning any of that. And so they get out of law school, and the conservatives think it's their job to uphold federal supremacy, except put conservatives in power, which never happens, never works. And all they can do is shout supremacy clause, as if anyone would have ratified a constitution that says, this constitution, plus any old laws we might want to pass, shall be the supreme law of the land. That is obviously not what it means. So yeah, it's been great fun, and every newspaper now trots out its local law professor to scold us, and yet we continue doing it, and we continue refuting these law professors. In fact, whenever I hear that I'm going to be rebutted by a law professor, I always let out a sigh of relief, because I just know, well, I don't have to worry about that.
Right, there's not going to be any new argument. And, of course, the conservatives, for their part, they would love to see federal laws when it comes to abortion or gay marriage. They would love to federalize those fields of law. And we will be right back with more from Tom Woods on the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is your host, Jeff Deist, and we are continuing our conversation with best-selling author, speaker, and libertarian scholar Tom Woods. But, you know, when you bring up law school, let's go even a little deeper into undergraduate education and high school education in this country. And as you know, forget science and technology and math. What we're really not learning is economics and history. And so I'd really like to talk about your project, Liberty Classroom, which is an amazing idea. Could you sort of explain what Liberty Classroom is, how it got started, and what was the genesis?
Well, it just occurred to me one day that I was, even though I talk a lot about what a great tool the Internet is and it can spread our message and all that, I was really just talk. I wasn't actually doing anything about it. So I thought, well, wait a minute. Obviously, there's nothing I can do about what's being taught in the universities, but one thing I can do is teach things the way I think they should be taught. So my PhD is in U.S. history, which is, I mean, if you go to a professional history conference with one of the professional associations, I mean, you would be fashioning a noose for yourself if listening to these papers. It is beyond reform. So I thought, well, what if I just got a website where I just record lectures of me just talking about U.S. history, but here's what I think is the real thing, not the politically correct version, not this, not any of that, but the real thing from the colonial times to the present. So I got a couple of friends of mine, also PhDs, who are reliable, you can trust, and we teach U.S. history there. Or we teach economics, the Austrian School of Economics, starting from the ground up, going all the way up to complicated things. Western civilization, how about this? It's taught by a guy who kind of likes Western civilization. And so on the site, the idea of it is that you can listen to this stuff in your car, so you don't have to carve out additional time that none of us has. And if you have any questions about it, we have discussion forums where we answer your questions. We do a live session once a month where we take your questions and we're just talking to you right on your screen. And the idea is, well, I'm just going to keep on adding courses. And so once you join, you just get every single course we've got. So the next one that I'm going to do after we're adding one on the Constitution, but it won't be the usual Heritage Foundation, Hillsdale College version of the Constitution, I assure you. But after that, I have a course, I have a professor under contract to do a course for me on the errors of Keynesianism. So we're going to do half the course on just laying out, without critique, just laying out what the Keynesian system says. The second half of the course then dismantles it point by point so that our people won't just be, you know, just giving like the poor man's version of Keynesianism all the time. They'll really understand what it is we're up against and really be able to answer it. And we're just going to keep on doing this, you know, one course after the other.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you can go through school and never hear about Ludwig von Mises or Murray Rothbard. You know, if you're lucky and you take some economics classes in college, you might hear about Hayek, you know, or Milton Friedman. But I think what you're doing is exceedingly noble, exceedingly needed. I mean, you know, for those who don't know, Tom also authored The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, which is sort of full of short, pithy paragraphs about all the nonsense we're taught. And a lot of it surrounds, of course, the Civil War, the Ninth to Tenth Amendments, what happened with Lincoln, who was an incredible tyrant and really changed the course of our Constitution dramatically. But when you talk about the Constitution course, I can only hope that at the end you fast forward a few decades and at least give Lysander Spooner a little bit of credit for penning the Constitution, no treason, the Constitution of no authority. But that's sort of a different subject. Tom, I just want to bend your ear for a couple quick more minutes about a project I knew you're working on with Congressman Paul. I'll call him Dr. Paul now. I'm vague on the details, but you're developing some sort of homeschooling outreach or curriculum.
That's right, but you know, I'm not totally sure, because one of the people I'm working on it with is kind of saying mum's the word for now, so I don't really know what I'm supposed to say at this point. Not having heard it from the horse's mouth, but he has been hinting at it, so I don't think it's a complete 100% secret, but I think there may be some particular day he wants to just blast this announcement. Let's just say there is something of tremendous significance coming. I mean, to my mind, the most significant legacy of Ron Paul will be this. I mean, now, of course, I have written and spoken so many times on Ron Paul and his achievements, and they are many. But to be able to influence, you know, young kids from kindergarten on up to teach them about a free society, so that, you know, they become inoculated against what they're going to hear in the media and from any other source, is of the most staggering significance. So all I can say for now is this is an explosive project, and I consider it one of the great honors of my life to have any hand in it at all.
Well, it is explosive, and as you know, Tom, Ron's greatest achievement really was educating people about monetary policy, about war, you know, bringing these issues off the back burner into the public consciousness. And that was far more important than any electoral efforts he might have made. And he's hugely popular among homeschooling groups. And I really think that taking our children and their brains out of and away from the state apparatus is absolutely the key to the future of this great country. But that being said, Tom, we really appreciate your time today. Folks, do yourself a favor. Go to tomwoods.com. You can find out there about Liberty Classroom. You can find out about Tom's speaking engagements. You can read his articles. You can see some of his videos, which are devastating to the state and its many apologists. Tom, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks a million, Jeff. My pleasure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, a very interesting interview with Tom Woods, who I really think is our best and leading libertarian spokesman out there today. If you just Google his name a little bit, you'll see a lot of YouTubes of him speaking around the country, and he lays out libertarian ideas and free market economics in such a clear and concise way. He's really a great spokesman for liberty. And I would compare him to Murray Rothbard, for those of you who are familiar with Mr. Rothbard, simply because Tom is so prolific. And like Murray Rothbard, he's able to seamlessly combine politics, philosophy, economics, history, social commentary, all into one package. And he does so in a very plain-spoken way that most of us can only aspire to. You know, and the other thing that makes him like Murray Rothbard is just that he's so prolific. I mean, Tom is a gentleman, I think, of about 40, but he's already written 11 books. He has a undergraduate degree from Harvard, a master's and a PhD from Columbia. He routinely appears on major network media like CNBC, MSNBC, C-SPAN, Fox, Bloomberg, etc. And if you look at some of the books he's written, they really cover a wide variety of topics. I mean, he's really sort of a Renaissance guy in that he's able to do scholarly work across, you know, more than one field, which is very difficult. His probably biggest seller was called Meltdown, a free market look at why the stock market collapsed, the economy tanked, and government bailouts will make things worse. And as we discussed earlier, that sort of a layman's guide to what happened during the 2008 Lehman Brothers crash. And it's really an insightful book, and it was on the New York Times bestseller list for quite a while. But he has books on a wide variety of other topics as well. One book's called Rollback, Repealing Big Government. His most recent book is called Nullification, How to Resist Federal Tyranny in the 21st Century. And that really delves into the whole idea of states' rights, and it takes a much deeper look at the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution and what that really means as opposed to what we're just told it means. My personal favorite book of Tom's is The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, which is a book that I gave to my son, and he will be digesting as he gets older. It is a really a very interesting look at bolderized American history and how we need to examine some of the things we all know to be true, which aren't true, like Lincoln freed the slaves or FDR got us out of the Great Depression, etc. So that being said, I think what Tom is now embarking on is perhaps his most ambitious and important project. It's called Liberty Classroom. He does sell online tutorials on his website. I think it's something like $99 a year, but by all means, you don't have to do that. I mean, you can just go to his website, tomwoods.com, and look at some of his recommended reading or read some of his articles for free and continue to educate yourself. Because as we all know, the single biggest threat to liberty in our country, in America, or in any other country, Canada included, is the dumbed-down mindset of the populace. And the only way we're going to correct that is either through homeschooling or some sort of new radical notion of private schooling. I mean, clearly the public schools have failed to educate us about our own history, about economics, about the true founding nature of our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, neither of which contain the word democracy, by the way. So that being said, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you Monday.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.